I went to the Nykaa Luxe store in Indira Nagar on 14th of August at around 5:45 p.m. in the evening. And after reading the questionnaire, I was pretty clear on what I was supposed to do. So when I visited the store at that time, I checked to see the standees and what was there on the outside of the store. Was the security guard wearing gloves, had a sanitizer, checking temperature. I did make note of all of that, and all of that did happen. I entered, and then immediately I was greeted by a lady called Miss Shilpa, who asked me what I was looking for, and I told her I was looking for nail polishes. So she actually guided me on colors, and I had a specific color preference. I asked some questions about it, and then she helped me choose one, after which I proceeded into the skincare section, where I was greeted by this lady called Miss Shumpi or Sumpi. I'm not sure what the pronunciation is, but I think it is Sumpi. And she asked me what exactly I was looking for, and I told her that I was looking for something to help with my blackheads. And she gave me some suggestions, one being the Glam Go scrub. The Glam Go scrub, which was a little expensive, is what I gave her the feedback, that this is a little out of my price range, though I've heard a lot of good things about this scrub. And she also proceeded to tell me that this scrub has received a lot of good reviews, a lot of customers buy them, it's one of their best-selling products. She did try to push for that, but I told her it was out of my price range, so I want to look for something cheaper. So she suggested Tony Moly, which is a Korean brand, and she said she personally uses one scrub, the egg pore scrub, and she would recommend this. And she also suggested another peeling mask. So she was actually pushing for me to take both, but I told her I'm just going to go with one instead of both, and she was totally okay with it. So I would say rejection wise, she was okay that I let go of the Glam Go one as well as the peel scrub, and I was just okay with one product. After which I wanted some help with lipsticks, so she did help me out there. They were not offering any trials because of COVID. They were only allowing customers to see the lipstick by just opening it, but no touching it or putting it on. So I did tell her that that's a bit of a concern, because I want to check if it goes with my skin tone. So she did help me by putting it on my arm so that I can test it out. On my hand, sorry. And after which I felt, okay, this is quite helpful, and I can see what color I'd like to go with. So I went almost till the end to pick this lipstick, and then they told me that at the billing counter, they told me that this offer is not for these products. You have to only buy from Nykaa to get the discount, which I did not get the point of, because it should be clearly mentioned that you'll get a free lipstick only if you buy Nykaa products and not any other brand, which is why I let it go. And she helped me pick another skin product so that finally I could have two skin products and one nail polish. The person billing it did sanitize it and then put it in my bag and take my details. One thing I did notice was that the card machine was not wrapped, because the questionnaire specifically said that it should be wrapped in such a way that it should be COVID proof, but that was not the case. It was just as it is. Coming to after the billing, there was nothing more. I just thanked them, they thanked me, and they asked me to come back. So I'd like to stress on how the questionnaire mentioned the staff has to be wearing gloves, but the staff was not wearing gloves. They were wearing masks, but no gloves were worn. And it also mentioned if they are sanitizing the products each time they take it out and take it back. I did not see that as well, because I went through multiple skin products, lipstick, nail polish, everything, where I made them take a product, show me and keep it back. They just took it out, showed me, and they kept it back. They didn't sanitize it each time, so that part was not there. And I wanted to take off the lipstick that was put on my arm, so I looked around the counter to see if there's any makeup remover or hand sanitizer. That wasn't there. Only after asking the staff, they provided me with it. So I am assuming that they have it with them and they'll give it to you if you ask. It was not placed on any of the station areas. the makeup station areas. So overall it was a good experience because the store is actually located in a really good location in Indiranagar, in terms of accessibility and where you can easily find it. In terms of ambience and everything, the lighting is good, everything is fine. Staff is also quite courteous. The only thing I felt that was lacking was that they did not push much in terms of offers. Like, they did not have enough knowledge when I asked them about the online offers versus the offline offers. They were not aware what is running online and how to make a comparison. And offline also, they were not able to tell people, if you buy this, you will get this off, or if you buy an extra, you will get lipstick off. They were only encouraging people to buy what they want, which I felt was an issue, because as per the questionnaire, they should be pushing for their, you know, offer, their promotions. That bit, and the gloves, they were not wearing gloves while taking out products and showing it. This could mean that they are constantly sanitizing their hands, so it may not be a problem, but if the protocol is to wear gloves, they weren't doing that. So that was, these are the only things I can pick out as such. Nothing too negative about it. And I would say another thing being their recommendations. Like, for example, the Shumpi lady and Miss Shilpa, both of them gave their recommendations. But in between, I also met some staff who are not really able to help me much. So I feel like all the staff may not be very similar. Some people may be very pro suggestions and helping the customer out, etc. But some seem a little quiet in terms of their suggestions. And they know who are the, I would say, the star performers there, because they like the people I met in between, they automatically recommended me to go to Miss Shumpi or go to Miss Shilpa. So I feel that could be their whole arrangement. So that's about it. Overall, I felt it was good. And these are the negative points if I had to pick anything.